expensive. In fact, in the U.S., nuclear is not even close to being competitive. It's probably a factor of four or five non-competitive. The key parameters in a nuclear build are how long it takes to build, what your interest rate of your money is, and maybe some uncertainty factor of whether you get stopped or not. And so in China, those numbers are basically 3 to 4 years and 2%. Whereas in the U.S., there may be 8 to 9 years, 15%, and maybe 50% chance you'll get shut down before you get started. So when you're competing with super cheap natural gas, there's no way. Also, current designs are, although per output, it's the safest form of energy ever created, more than, say, natural gas lines that blow up in neighborhoods or coal mines that, you know, create particulate that's not good for health. Because it happens in Chernobyl-like events, it's unfortunate. Those designs that have high pressure and they don't have a good heat pool and they require operators to actually look at lights and do things, it's a pathetic design. And yet it hasn't been changed. It hasn't been redone in the digital age where we can massively simplify it, make sure there's no pressure anywhere, which forces you to, in our case, a sodium pool design. So it's on paper, which is where it exists in this incredible simulation. This thing is phenomenal, incredible. And end of so-called fourth generation nuclear, it's the only well-funded project. Even so, you know, it requires the U.S. and China to work together. How's that going? It requires a lot of patient capital. But nuclear in China is cheaper than coal.